public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, August 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. We're going to be talking about the election tomorrow. Many of you received an attack text message from the Parker Fairburn 107th campaign over the weekend. I know because I don't live in the 107th. I didn't get the text message. But many of them that went out went to people that listened to the show. You then in turn forward the message to me. My phone blew up. I got 17 text messages from you, listeners of this show, that live in the 107th. The text message was despicable. It was a blatant attack against the current state representative, Neil Friske. And many of you said it motivated you to vote for Neil instead of his opponent who sent this negative text message out there. If you're listening to the show and you got the text message and you didn't bother to forward it to me, text me a Y for yes, I got it, or N for no, I didn't get it. No, Randy, I didn't get it. 107th House District. I got it forwarded to me by Pastor Rusty Chatfield. He forwarded the actual text message and absolutely said it motivated him to vote for Neil Friske. He said he was not going to reward Parker Fairburn with his vote as a result of that negative attack text message. Scott and Levering got it. John Crawford, St. Ignace did not. Joe and Wolverine did not. Penny Chambers in St. Ignace did not. You have to understand that Parker Fairburn's losing. They are desperate. The mailers that have gone out, the text messages, they're going out. You'll probably get more today. You may even get some more tomorrow on Election Day. Now, I have a very simple question. For you living in the 107th, text me F for Frisky or P for Parker. Since they both have the last name that starts with F, we'll do it that way. F for Frisky, P for Parker, as to who you're going to vote for. And I'm talking to the people of the 107th only. If you don't live in the 107th, do not send me a text. Do not participate. Because the bottom line, I believe the majority of you are going to be offended by this type of campaigning and vote for Neil Frisky. That's my guess. But we're going to conduct this for this entire half hour. When I get back from the bottom of the hour news at 9:35, I will announce the results. I'm not going to open any of your emails or, excuse me, your text messages. I'm going to leave them as unread so I can have a count going. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Delahaye to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Where do we go?
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number one. I'm not going to bother sending you the text message of what went out. I'm going to do one better. I'm going to actually read it on the radio. And I want you to understand that these text messages are bombarding people's phones. I got a text message right here. Tom in Boyne City, this bombarded text message this weekend went everywhere. They started it off as a public service announcement with red lights on it, like what you would see on a Michigan State Trooper's car. PSA, Neil Friske's scandal unveils stunning lack of integrity. Then they have a arrest record banner labeled over top of a picture of Neil that's not very flattering. But you have to understand, they're desperate. Why are they desperate? Because this company, Strategic National, is famous for doing polling at the last minute. Polling at the last minute. They know that they're losing. They know they're going to lose this race. They know that Neil Friske will win tomorrow's election. So they're stepping up their game. They're stepping up their attacks. This is the modus operandi that they do to basically convince people to vote for their candidate or basically vote against their candidate. This is the text message that was sent. Again, red lights on a police car, PSA, public service announcement. Neil Friske's scandal unveils stunning lack of integrity. Representative Neil Friske's appalling behavior has come under intense scrutiny. Search warrants were issued after Friske chased a, quote, dancer, end quote, out of his home at 3 o'clock in the morning in Lansing, brandishing a weapon in the middle of the street. Ball, face, lie. Never happened. Then they go on to say, is this the kind of reprehensible behavior we want from our representative? Does this disgraceful episode reflect the values we hold dear? Question mark. This scandal casts a dark shadow over Friske's already questionable character. Does he have any integrity? Did he ever? Liberal prosecutors are seizing the opportunity, playing games, and using delay tactics designed to undermine the Republican primary and tilt the election in favor of Democrats. This is what they're talking about, people. That if you vote for Neil Friske, basically, the Democrats are going to use this against him in November's general election, and the Democrat candidate is going to win the election and represent the 107th. That's laughable. November's general election is going to be 70% Republican for the 107th House District. Why? Because of Donald Trump being on the ballot for president. Presidential election, big turnout, straight Republican Party vote across the line in November. Although we don't recommend doing that, don't color in the oval for the Republican Party. Color in every oval. Then they go on to say this, and then they counter it. As soon as they make a statement, they counter it. Friske deserves his day in court, and the 107th district deserves far better. Since Friske refuses to drop out, it's crucial for voters to act and ensure he's ousted. On August 6th, we must fire Friske. For more details on Friske's arrest and the election, read the full article. And then MLive, one of the most liberal progressive news agencies in the state of Michigan, recanted all the things that happened down in Lansing when Neil Friske wasn't charged with a crime. He was released without bond. folks, if it was a legitimate situation, if it was a legitimate event, at a bare minimum, he would have been charged and would have been required to post bond to be released from jail. Well, guess what? It didn't happen. It did not happen. Ironically, 12:05, 5 minutes after I would have been off the air, the judge released Neil Friske and said, "You're free to go." This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So again, how do you feel about this? Text me yes, a Y for yes that you did get the text message, the one that I just read, or N for no, you didn't get it. F for Friske is who you're going to vote for. P for Parker. Absolutely amazing. In response to this attack text message, Neil Friske's campaign sent this text message at 8:11 last night. "It has been an honor serving you as your state representative. During my first term in office, I have kept my promise to stand up for your pro-freedom principles. My eyes are now open to how broken and corrupt our state government is. And there are only a few of us there in Lansing who have not been bought out. Like the Democrats do, my childish opponent has wasted so much money to attack me personally. And now, 6 weeks later, his handlers have coordinated with their fake news friends to resurrect a nothing burger story with misleading headlines. Neil Friske, state representative, says, here are the facts. No charges. No new evidence. I did nothing wrong or illegal. I show up every day for work and do my job as many of you do. And you expect me to do the same. Period. End of story. My opponent is desperate and knows we are ahead in this race. It's offensive that he thinks that we, the people, are that naive. I am not a career politician. I'm just a blue-collar guy trying to stand up for American values. God willing, and with your help, your vote on August 6th, I promise to continue the good fight when I'm reelected." Signed, Neil Friske, state representative for the 107th House District. Well, we're going to have Neil on in the next segment. We're going to talk about this text. We're going to talk about his response. But I want to ask you guys, and those of you who don't normally text me into the show, send me a text, 231-360-5140. Two of them, actually. Or you can combine it into one. If you live in the 107th, yes, I got the text message, text me a Y. No, text me an N, I did not get the text message. F for Friske, P for Parker. Did you get the text, yes or no? And who are you going to vote for if you live in the 107th? Because it's very interesting, folks. This is very, very interesting. This type of campaigning offends most of us. Now, I'm not sure who all got the text message. I don't know what phone list they used. Are these people that vote normally Republican? Or was it a mass text message to everybody in the 107th? I have no idea. But so far, without opening any of the text messages, just keeping the unread messages, 47 text messages from you that you're voting for Friske. Again, text me F for Friske, a P for Parker. Because I don't believe this is working. They know it's not working. They know the poll numbers. They do polling. They're one of the few political consultants that know how to poll people in a specific race, in a specific district. Frankly, we can't even afford to do polling. In Vicky's race for Antrim County Clerk, we're not polling anybody, but we are getting phone calls, people telling us that they're voting for, wishing us good luck, praying for us, said, thank you for running. The other aspect of this, folks, what does this send a message to the Bergman machine? Parker Fairburn, 25 years old, supposedly, allegedly, gave $110,000 of his own money to his campaign. He turned around and gave $84,000 of that money to John DeMuse's 45 North Productions Company for a TV ad. The guy has burned through all of his money heading into tomorrow's election. And all indications in their actions are basically proving that they're losing, that this message is not selling. We've even had some people tell me, he's 25 years old. I'm not going to vote for a 25-year-old to be my state representative. What does he know about life? Does he even own a house and pay property taxes like I have been doing for the last 40 years of my life? Well, those are good questions. Those are good answers. But here's the point. They think that they have this one. They think that you guys are going to fall for this garbage. The general public's going to fall for it. And that they're going to prevail running a negative campaign against Neil Friske. They're trying to do the same thing to Todd Smallenberg in the 106, who's running against Cam Cavett. They're all in bed together, people. Bergman, DeMuse, Cavett, Fairburn, Amelia Burns, Tony List, James Hogue, they're all in bed together. That's why I call it the Bergman machine. Tomorrow, folks, you have an opportunity to basically stop the Bergman machine. If you vote for Josh Saul, Neil Friske, Todd Smallenberg, you're going to send a loud and clear message. We are done with you. We're sick and tired of you playing games in the state house races, state senate races. Congressman Bergman, you should have just stayed in Washington, D.C. There was no need for you to come out and endorse people. There was no need for you to be involved in our state house and state senate races like you did in 22 and now are doing again in 24. We all know what's going to happen in 26. Unless he stopped in this election, folks, this will be Jack Bergman's last election. He'll retire, announce his retirement, and his endorsement of John DeMuse to replace him in Washington, D.C. It's already been laid out. It's already planned. Well, you can stop it tomorrow. Time of the hour news break, and then we will have State Representative Neil Friske on the line. We'll be right back, and we'll have the final numbers for the polls.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, a Florida man has pleaded guilty to conducting a criminal enterprise to steal cash and money orders from mail drop boxes at apartment complexes and mobile home parks.